You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The AR-15 is one of the most popular firearms ever made. Guns in America reporter Heath Druzan spoke with Idaho gun makers and owners about what makes this semi-automatic rifle America's rifle.
This is our four-axis mill that you hear running in the background.
Jim Corbett is showing me around his busy workshop in the mountain resort town of McCall, Idaho. In 2011, he was a building contractor in McCall, with more time than work amid the subprime mortgage crisis. An amateur machinist, Corbett saw the popularity of AR rifles, so he started building them in his garage on a lark.
I'll kick on the fan here for a second and see if you can hear what it is.
8 years later, his company, Unique ARs, has migrated from his home to a warehouse and designs thousands of custom rifles and parts every year. The AR is the most popular civilian rifle in America. Its universal design makes it easy to swap out parts and give it a personal touch, like custom engraving. And, as Corbett explains, AR owners approach their guns like Harley owners approach their hogs.
They want to make it their own. And the AR-15 is that exact same thing for people that are firearms enthusiasts.
Corbett says he does homages to dead friends, dead pets, even one design that incorporated knitting needles.
Oh my gosh, every time I think this is the most ridiculous thing, somebody ups the ante and goes one step further.
Came over, but didn't come up very far.
Jerry Frederick has two things that no one else in the world does.
That's the patch that there's only a few people in the United States Army that get issued that patch. That's a drill sergeant patch. This will defend.
Frederick, a former drill sergeant and retired cop, is showing me an AR rifle from Corbett's factory with a serial number that ends in 01. It's engraved with a waving American flag design and an oval seal painted gold. It's one of a pair of custom rifles he had Unique ARs build him from scratch.
I'm really proud of that, and obviously I'm not going to sell them.
According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which represents the gun industry, Americans own up to 16 million ARs, and production has exploded in the past few years, spiking to an estimated 2.1 million in 2016, excluding exports. David Yamani is a sociology professor at Wake Forest University who studies American gun culture. I reached him by phone at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the gun industry's largest annual showcase.
When people say it's America's gun, at least based on what's represented at the gun industry's trade show, that seems to be clearly the case.
ARs are so ubiquitous these days, it's easy to forget that they were largely outlawed just 15 years ago as part of the federal ban on ARs and several other semi-automatic rifles. But that ban expired in 2004. One group that was still purchasing ARs during the ban was law enforcement agencies.
You know, this is a weapon that our military used. The Colt AR-15 is what I was issued when I was on ATF's SWAT team.
That's David Chipman. He's now a senior policy advisor at the gun control advocacy group, Giffords. Some gun control advocates point to the AR's effectiveness as a law enforcement weapon as a reason to restrict civilian access. Chipman wants to see ARs treated like machine guns, which are federally regulated and require a special tax and background check.
These weapons are as lethal as the fully automatic machine guns that we require registration with ATF. And so it makes sense to me that we would want to regulate them just like machine guns.
One of the early bills Democrats introduced after regaining control of the House is new regulation on what the legislation terms assault weapons. Gun rights proponents, though, point out that the vast majority of shootings are committed with handguns, not ARs. Corbett, from Unique ARs, sees going after the rifles as purely symbolic.
If you truly think that the gun is the reason for the violence, then why not go after the gun that is doing the most violence?
With Republicans in control of the Senate and White House, manufacturers like Corbett have little to worry about for now, but they know that could shift with the political winds. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzan.
And Heath is joining me live in studio now to talk more about this. Welcome, Heath.
Good to be back.
So talk about this customizing of guns that some people talked about in this story.
Well, so that's one of the chief reasons that the AR-15 is so popular, because you can really make it kind of anything you want. Mm. One of the really popular things that people do is what Jim Corbett up in McCall was talking about, where you take the handguard, which is that cylindrical piece of metal that goes over the barrel of the gun, And you can engrave it. You can really kind of do whatever you want as far as design, as long as you keep the integrity of the metal. So people kind of, you know, they treat that like, you know, like we said in the story, like a tattoo almost, you know, that puts your stamp on your rifle.
And what about this idea of, where you talked about this in the story, about people wanting to regulate the AR-15 similar to machine guns? How does someone like the gun maker up in McCall feel about something like that? Could sales go down?
Well, as you would imagine, he and other manufacturers are very much against further regulation of these rifles. There was a 10-year period where AR-15s and quite a few other semi-automatic rifles in the same class were banned. That's what people know as the federal assault weapons ban. Now, assault weapons is a term that definitely causes some
there's
strong
some pushback there when you use
right,
that word.
Yeah. Right, but that is sort of the common term for the bill. That expired in 2004, though. So, yeah, there are some Democrats who are talking about a new quote-unquote assault weapons ban. Pushback from the industry is obviously big, and certainly Republicans don't seem to have much of an appetite for that kind of ban.
Well, speaking of that ban, which was from 1994 to 2004, we've now been out of that ban longer than the ban was in effect, actually. So, but people's perceptions of this gun have changed. I mean, within that 10-year period, but even in the last 15 years, correct?
You know, I think perceptions have changed, but I think also you've got the, you know, you've got the industry kind of cranking up and putting them out there as a, as they call it a modern sporting rifle. It's almost like an SUV, you know, that kind of stamp on a car is kind of the stamp they have on the AR-15. So once the ban expired, you know, they had a much bigger market, obviously. They had a civilian market, and they marketed it to that to those folks. And they were very successful. You can swap out parts. You know, aside from engraving it, you can really you can customize the performance as well. And it's taken off, and now it's the most popular rifle in America. And as you would imagine, that's, you know, that's a pretty big gun market.
And then we bring in gun control advocates. What, and they are very concerned about this particular gun, correct?
Yeah, I mean it's become a symbol really for people on all sides of this issue, and a big reason it's become a symbol of that is because it's been used in some very high profile shootings, and certainly, you know, part of the reason it's popular is because it's a very effective weapon. You can get off a lot of shots at once, and you can carry a lot of rounds, depending on the model that you have. So yes, there's a lot of concern about that among gun control advocates. The flip side of that, what gun rights folks would say, mm-hmm. is that most people who are killed by guns in America are killed by handguns, which is true.
So I was just going to ask you that, statistically speaking, then, even though this is the most popular gun, we're not seeing as many people being killed by an AR-15. Would that be a correct statement?
Oh, yes. That is correct. So you have to keep in mind, it is very popular, certainly the most popular rifle, although kind of by design, politically, it's very hard to get accurate numbers on guns in the U.S., but there's roughly 300 million guns in the U.S., and 16 million of them are AR-15s. This is all rough estimates. So it's certainly a portion, but you can see it's kind of dwarfed by other categories, especially handguns. So, yes, the vast majority of killings in the U.S. Are by handguns. But you've definitely seen these used in some very high-profile mass shootings, and that's gotten people's attention.
And I was just going to say that, but with an AR-15, because of its accuracy and how many rounds it can shoot in quick succession, it's these mass shootings, and that gets more publicity than when a handgun is used and one person is killed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, there's certainly, you know, there's certainly grains of truth on both sides.
Right.
It is an effective weapon. I think part of it is symbolism as well, because it, you know, it looks like a military rifle, which it certainly was designed for. Mm-hmm. It became the M16, which is sort of the iconic Vietnam era military rifle. So yes, there's a lot of reasons why it's sort of a flashpoint.
Well, and you have gun control advocates where we've seen time and time again where they say, why in the world does a civilian need an AR-15? And what was the response to people that you interviewed who own these guns?
Well, I would say one of the most common responses is that whether or not I need it for anything, it's my Second Amendment right to have it. They would say that sport shooting is a totally legitimate reason to have it. Self-defense is a legitimate reason. Now, having said that, there are instances where people do use it to hunt. It depends on where you are, but in Idaho, it's legal to hunt deer with it. I wouldn't say that's the most common rifle to use for that. But there's ranchers who will use it to shoot predators like coyotes. And this is more so in the South, but people also use it to hunt feral pigs and things like that, which are, an invasive species. So there's a lot of different reasons people will have them.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking more about this today. My guest, Guns in America reporter Heath Rusin, thanks so much.
Thank you.